Maryland News Center brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions. The Maryland State Highway Administration has begun construction on pedestrian safety improvements along Route 1 in Elkridge. The work is being done at Dr. Patel and Rowanberry Drives, which are two locations identified as priorities in Howard County. At Dr. Patel Drive, the improvements will include a new traffic signal, pedestrian activated signal, and continental crosswalks. At Rowanberry Drive, the work will include the construction of a sidewalk on Route 1 northbound between South Hanover and Old Washington Roads. They expect the projects to be completed by the spring of 2026. And Ocean City is banning some tents and canopies from the beach. Town officials passed an ordinance this week that will prevent beachgoers from setting up canopies that are larger than 10 feet by 10 feet, and canopies cannot be set up within 3 feet of each other. Tents are not allowed on the beach with the exception of 3 foot by 3 foot baby tents. Stein on Sports and the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast next.
WCBM News is brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions. Call Rod Barowie at 410-266-1120. Call Rod Barowie now at Safe Retirement Solutions, 410-266-1120.
Hey, it's Kim Klasick. When it comes to something as important as your roof, you want a company that's been there and done that. That's Wallace Roofing and Construction. They've been in business for over 90 years and are family-owned. No subcontractors, just quality, trusted workmanship on every job, residential or commercial. Call Wallace Roofing today at 410-655-3700. That's 410-655-3700. And tell them Kim Klasick sent you. Wallace Roofing, above all, a good roof. MHIC number 1566.
Heating and cooling contractors. Savings and opportunity are in the air. Grow your business with rebates and incentives on high-frequency equipment with BGE's Residential HVAC program. Get started at bgesmartenergy.com/contractor.
Now, Gary Stein on sports. Most Oriole fans didn't know much about Tomo Sugano before the season began, but they do now.
Hits it hard. A hop handled by Holiday. Henderson's got one. And over to first to get two and get Sugano through six innings, a one-run ball.
Ben Wagner with the call on Masson. Key out for Sugano, getting the powerful Cal Raleigh to end the sixth. And Sugano ends up going seven complete in a 5-1 O's win over Seattle. After the game, the 35-year-old rookie drawing praise from his manager.
I don't know if we knew what to expect, but this guy's an MVP in Japan. He's a Cy Young Award winner in Japan. He's been incredible there. So I think now as we kind of see it here, it makes sense.
Ravens hit the practice field yesterday as week two of the OTAs commenced in Owings Mills. A lot of talk this year about the owners agreeing to allow the players to participate in Olympic flag football. Wide receiver Zay Flowers is not impressed.
I'm just here to play my tackle football. I ain't really worried about going to the Olympics. I'm trying to win a Super Bowl.
Exactly. Coming up in 30 minutes, some Steeler fans are up in arms. And that is Stein on Sports.
WCBM reaches all types of entrepreneurs, businesses, associations, and specialists. Now is your chance to explain live, by the way of your own radio show, exactly how your business or association can benefit the WCBM listener through your own show. You control the dialogue. You control the subject matter. You control your own results. This is a great opportunity that WCBM can give to you. For more information, call Andy Grimshaw or visit WCBM.com.
At 11:06, here's the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. We're starting off mild for your Wednesday morning with temperatures in the 50s and 60s. Heading toward the afternoon, cranking up that heat and humidity. High temps in the upper 80s. Could see some lower 90s, but that feels like temperatures definitely going to be up there. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's 72 in Essex, 72 in Owings Mills, and 71 in Moncton. I'm Maggie Hunter, 680 WCBM News.
Stay connected and informed. Listen to Talk Radio 680 or stream us on your PC, tablet, or phone at WCBM.com. Kim Klasick Live starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. You know, I'm finally delivering on one of my promises, and that is to talk about what happened in the Supreme Court earlier this week. Before I get into that, real quick, I did want to note, because we were talking about the Baltimore City Police Department, our first responders, the 911 call center. We've got shortages everywhere. Marty in the text line said, Kim, the last time I called 911 in Baltimore County, I was put on hold for at least 3 to 5 minutes. Yes, Marty, it is happening all over the state. And I will say, remember we found out that it was the city of Baltimore, but the state of Maryland was high up there as far as the most 911 calls or the most calls to first responders. Yet we have shortages. And when I saw that, and I say the most, I'm talking about, you know, out of the 50 states, I think we were like in the top two or three. And if you know that, why aren't you doing everything you possibly can to recruit on all levels when it comes to first responders? That's what they should be focused on. They shouldn't be grilling BPD about overtime when BPD and others are the reason that Mayor Brandon Scott actually has something to hang his hat on. And that is at the fact that the non-fatal shootings and the homicides are currently down in Baltimore City. So as they're requesting more money, what I said is get out the checkbook. Get out of the checkbook, because at the end of the day, we're talking about Kerwin, we're talking about the blueprint, we're talking about all this other money going into the school system, and what are the results with the school system? Yeah, terrible. At least the police can say that they're doing their job. I don't think other people can say that. All right. I also wanted to note here that, you know, this is a good discussion, because I said earlier that, you know, when you call the police, and as you noted there, Marty, it could take even more than just minutes. But as you call the police, they are, you know, minutes, sometimes more than just minutes away. And you're going to have to protect yourself. And that's why I'm very glad to be joined by our guest today, Brian. Hello, Brian. He's here from Free State Gun Range. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Kim. I'm great. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Now, Brian, I know that you know a lot about me. You know that I have not a lot of clue of what's been going on as far as some of these changes in the laws and what's been, you know, discussed in court. But I'm hoping that you can explain this to me like I'm five, because as I saw that a decision was being made at the Supreme Court level, I thought, okay, this must be good news for Maryland, but possibly not. Can you fill us in here?
Yeah, well, Kim, actually, you're learning very well, because you opened up with a great statement: when seconds count, police are only minutes away. So it is incumbent on us to provide for our own safety. So basically, whenever we owning a gun shop is probably about 75% of understanding the laws and regulations and about 25% of understanding guns. So that's the situation that we and, you know, other gun shop owners are in, is understanding these laws that have been enacted. So with any case that comes up like this, I always think it's a good idea to give a little bit of a historical perspective and understand how we got to this case. Just like when you and I talked a while ago about SB1, you know, how did we get to that point? So this case, Snope versus Brown, and that's David Snope versus Anthony Brown, Attorney General. It really, the origin of it goes back to about 2012 with the Sandy Hook shooting. We all remember that. And then in 2013, there was a bill introduced in the legislature called SB 281. And that bill eventually became law on October 1st of 2013. And that's known as the Firearms Safety Act of 2013. And that was a direct response to the Sandy Hook shooting. And with that law, there came a lot of different provisions. One of them is one that we are all pretty well familiar with, and that's the handgun qualification license. And that's the license that most Marylanders need in order to be able to purchase the handgun. There are some magazine capacity restrictions, and we can talk about that in a little bit if you want. But this case primarily deals with the one provision of Firearms Safety Act about the so-called assault weapons ban. And I'm going to probably say a couple things that's going to make your head and maybe your listener's head spin a little bit, but I'll explain them as we go along. With this ban on, so-called ban on AR-15s, you can't own an AR-15, but yet you can come into my gun shop today, buy an AR-15, and take it home with you the same day. Now, that doesn't make a whole lot of sense, does it?
Not at all.
So, no. Not at all. So as you read some of the articles about this court decision, it says that AR-15s are banned, you can't possess them. That's absolutely not true. There are different styles of AR-15s, and it primarily has to do, I don't want to get too far into the weeds here, but it primarily has to do with the barrel style. There's what are called original style barrels. They're affectionately known as pencil barrels or government profile barrels. And then one that are known as H-bars, and that stands for heavy barrel. So the Firearm Safety Act of 2013 banned the new sale of AR-15s that had that original style barrel. If you already owned them prior to the enactment of that law, you're fine. You can possess them. I have a couple. I have no problem saying that on the radio because they're perfectly legal to possess them, but I'm kind of stuck with them. I wouldn't be able to sell them to another Maryland resident. They would have to go to somebody out of state where that barrel is fine. However, you can come in and buy an AR-15 today with a heavy barrel. You do what's called a National Instant Check Systems background check, a NICS check, and if you pass it, you'll walk out with it. So that's some of the misconception as it goes to AR-15, okay, as it goes to AR-15s. With the magazine capacity restrictions, I do want to mention that because the other case that was brought up before the Supreme Court was this Rhode Island case, and that had to do primarily with magazine capacity, but it also affects Marylanders. So with that FSA Act of law of 2013, it also banned the new sale of magazines that have a capacity of over 10 rounds. However, what is interesting and really quite convoluted about the whole thing is if you already owned higher capacity magazines, you're fine. You can go to Pennsylvania today and buy as many higher capacity magazines as you want. You can bring them right back to Maryland. There's absolutely nothing illegal about that. That's the law, and there's nothing that prevents you from possessing them. So as we kind of fast forward here to Monday, when this case came before the Supreme Court, as they were going to decide whether they wanted to hear it or not, my understanding is it takes four justices in order to say, yes, we want to hear this case. And in this case, we only got three. It was Alito, Gorsuch, and Thomas. All the usual suspects said no, which we expected. The one that kind of disappointed and surprised us was Kavanaugh, Brett Kavanaugh. But what he did say is, and this is his exact words, we will probably hear this in the next term or two. And I think what his reasoning was, he wanted to let this kind of percolate and make its way through all the lower courts first prior to them hearing it at the Supreme Court. So kind of what this all means for Maryland is it's just status quo. It's business as usual. Nothing has changed. Nothing's any worse and nothing's any better than it was before Monday.
Okay, so there's been no movement at all. So we're just kind of watching.
No movement at all. It was much ado about nothing, quite frankly. So everything that was in effect on Friday of last week is still in effect now.
Okay. As far as Kavanaugh there, in your comment with the lower courts, do you know of any cases that are currently being heard now that could have an effect on us in the near future?
Well, I think if this, you know, if this Rhode Island case ever sees the light of day, that would have an effect on the magazine capacity restrictions. And I guess one of the points I want to make, Kim, too, is when I get on the radio like this, I think one of my goals is to educate, you know, the listeners, because there's a lot of misconceptions about guns and accessories and the terminology that we use.
Yeah.
This high-capacity magazine is really a misnomer. There aren't high-capacity magazines. They're standard-capacity magazines. For example, the AR-15 was designed to accept a 30-round magazine. And you can, again, go to Pennsylvania, Delaware, West Virginia, Virginia, it doesn't matter, and buy as many of those high, well, standard capacity magazines as you want, bring them back to Maryland. You can own them. You can bring them to the range. You can do whatever you want. You just can't sell them within the state of Maryland. So that's one thing I think I really want to try to get across to your listeners is don't get taken in by some of the nomenclature that you hear. There's some agendas behind some of that nomenclature.
Okay. All right. Wow. You know what? I can believe that, because even when we talk, Brian, I don't know how much you hear about all the stuff in the trans community and the gender-affirming care really is just, you know, plastic surgery. It's like, because, yeah, you know, there's lots of spins when it comes to lots of different topics. So I'm not shocked to hear that. I do have a question here from Robert, if I could, in the text slide. It says, can you please ask Brian, our gun guy, can plastic composite ghost guns or the bullets or any of its parts be reliably picked up by metal detectors?
That I don't know the answer to that, Robert. I am sorry. I would assume if it, and I'm not sure why that question's coming up. It's a little bit on the edge of what I'm comfortable answering, but I would assume if it's plastic, it can't be. But Robert, you are responsible for your own actions. I will say that. So please err on the side of caution.
Yeah, yeah. I think because some of the teenagers today have been caught with these ghost guns. And I think some people are wondering if they could get them into the schools. But I, like, you know, I guess, like you said, you wouldn't know. And I would think that on these 3D printers, I don't think they're putting metal through. So I don't know. But like you said, it's a tough question to answer.
To my knowledge, most of those 3D printers are using some sort of like a nylon-based material. So that's probably like the plastic that he's referring to.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, but that is, Robert, that is a good question. It is interesting. You know, Brian, before you go, I just wanted to take a second, if you could, just tell everybody what you're offering there at Free State and, you know, how, you know, easy it is to get in and really take this seriously because, as you mentioned, and I've mentioned, I mean, you've got to protect yourself and your family. And that is just so important today, especially as we see crime on the rise and property crime. So are there classes? Are there packages? Like, are there things that, you know, maybe the whole family can come in and take lessons?
Yeah, you know, Kim, you know as well as I do, our tagline is the friendliest gun range in town. So we welcome everybody, you know, families, couples, it doesn't matter. We just love to have people come in. And we're here to help you from the whole, from, you know, the first time of ever touching a gun all the way up to we train police officers. We have a lot of different agencies that train at the range, too. But I will say this, the dog days of summer are really exciting times at Free State Gun Range because it gives us time to go through and really institute some new initiatives. And one of those is we have a brand new website that we're rolling out in the next about 2 to 3 weeks. And with that, we're offering something that we've never really offered before, and it goes to your question about packages and so forth. We're offering two different levels of brand new memberships that are going to give the listeners a lot of different opportunities. There'll be unlimited range time with each one of those memberships, advanced registrations as much as 14 days in advance. You can reserve your lane. Discounts on all kinds of stuff, including firearms, accessories, ammunition, and also probably one of the most important things that we do is training. We have a whole process where we take, it's our pathway, our training pathway, right? And we take the person who's the very most novice person there is and train them as far as they want to get. We have a very distinct pathway for being able to do that. So we'll be rolling out those memberships very soon. We'll have some charter memberships where the, you know, the enrollment fees and things like that are waived. So I'd love to talk with you a little bit more about that maybe in the future, but there's a lot of exciting things that are going on at Free State. And we are probably the largest volume dealer here in Central Maryland. And without a doubt, it's been proven we're the largest training organization as far as firearms go. And we have a lot of really good instructors, both male and female, with an incredible variety of backgrounds and life experiences from military law enforcement to civilian healthcare and so forth.
All right. Nice. Well, Brian, I appreciate you coming on. And I myself have been at Free State, so if I could do it, anybody can do it. I appreciate your time.
Well,
go ahead.
Kim, you absolutely did wonderful. And I know you mentioned in one of your lead-ins here early this morning about the revolver. And if I can just make one more point before we leave. That's the thing about purchasing guns, folks, is it's not a one-size-fits-all. And, Kim, you absolutely came away from that lesson understanding that it, you know, that Glock may be good for somebody, but it may not be the best for you.
Yeah.
So one of the things that we try to do is we take a customized approach. We ask questions of people, you know, what do you want the gun for? You know, what's your experience level? Are you sensitive to recoil and things like that? And, you know, you came away finding that, you know, the Glock that you turned sideways that you talked about earlier, it may not be the best for you, right?
Yeah.
It's that revolver that's a little bit more stable and it feels better in your hands and so forth. So we take that same approach with everybody who comes through the door.
Yeah, no, and I definitely appreciate that because I did. I learned a lot that day. Well, Brian, thank you so much, Brian, for Free State Gun Range. And I agree. You got to go out there and check them out because you got to be able to protect your family. Brian, thank you so much for your time today.
Thanks, Kim. Have a great day.
You too. You too. Again, that was Brian Fletcher with Free State Gun Range. Like I said, if I could do it, I know that you could do it. And yes, I had to learn that the revolver is more my speed. And if I can add, it also comes in pink. We'll be right back.
Big news, Rescue Natural Supplements is rolling back the clock and prices. That's right, the supplements you trust at prices you haven't seen in over a decade. Plus, they're offering a massive 33% off on top of already discounted 2010 rollback pricing. That's every product, omega-3s, probiotics, joint support, everything. Prices roll back to get you ready for the summer. Just use the code WELLNESS at checkout for 33% off your entire order on Rescue single bottles. To order, call a Rescue product consultant at 1-800-26-ALIVE. That's 1-800-262-5483. Or shop online by visiting res-q.com. That's res-q.com. Feel better, get active, and turn back the clock with Rescue's 2010 pricing. Again, use the code WELLNESS for 33% off any single bottle. That's code WELLNESS for 33% off on top of 2010 rollback pricing. Get healthy, get saving at res-q.com today.
When it's hot in Maryland, I've got one name I trust, Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys. These folks have been keeping homes cool since 1902. That's five generations of family-run service that you can count on. Need same-day AC repair or a full system replacement? They've got you covered with 0% financing for 60 months and rebates up to $7,000 off select systems. And hey, tell them Gary told you to call. It might just help. Just $99 for an AC tune-up with a no-breakdown guarantee. Call 410-367-7777 or visit acbaltimore.com.
The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott.
They launched a diversion program called Sidestep. Utes between 10 and 17 years old are accused of drug possession, destruction of property, misdemeanor, assault, larceny, and shoplifting. Now, before 2025, unauthorized use was also a qualifying crime. You know what that is? That's someone who steals your car, and they call it unauthorized use. We used to call this Grand Theft Auto. Yes.
The Morning Drive, 6 to 9, with Casey and Elliott on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
All right. Thanks again to Brian over at Free State Gun Range. And you guys go and check them out, even if you want to go in and ask some questions. Marty, I'm sorry I didn't get to ask your question there with the what did you have on here? Sorry about that. It is the public duty doctrine. When we have Brian back on the show, we can ask him. But again, you can go by Free State and ask these questions. Also, Robert was explaining, yes, Kim, I was asking about the ghost guns. Sorry if it sounded suspicious, but relating to teens and these criminals being able to smuggle in schools, concerts, public buildings, etc. Yeah, Robert, I've read enough of your texts to know that you're not a weirdo. And I figured as much. I knew that you were asking because of being able to get through metal detectors. Just so you know, Robert, I did have someone that texted it in by the name of Eric. And Eric says these so-called ghost guns still have metal barrels, so metal detectors will catch them. The difference between banned AR-15s and legal H-bar AR-15s is similar to the difference between the banned 190 proof grain alcohol and legal 189 proof legal grain alcohol. Yeah, Eric, there's so much going on. It's quite ridiculous, but I did learn that the Supreme Court decision honestly does not affect us too much. I guess we'll continue to watch this case in New Jersey, and at that point, hopefully we can have Brian back on the show to talk more about it. But unfortunately, we're in a very blue state, and I will give props to former Governor Larry Hogan for, you know, at the end of his 8 years there, for at least getting us a little bit of wiggle room when it comes to being able to purchase and carry a lot easier than we were able to before. Of course, nothing is perfect. And I know that many people who listen to this show would rather be in a position where there were no rules or laws or regulations in regards to your Second Amendment right. And I fully understand that, and I'm right there with you. A real quick note here, Aisha Brave Boy, you know, she was the state's attorney there in Prince George's County. She ended up running for Senator Angela Alsobrooks' seat as the Prince George's County executive. Just so you guys know, they had that special election yesterday, and Aisha Brave Boy is the projected winner. Now, she is also one of those that was calling for the removal of Secretary Vincent Schiraldi. So I thought that she was doing a pretty good job as state's attorney. She did many interviews alongside Baltimore City State's Attorney Ivan Bates. So we'll see what she can do in this new position as the county executive. but she is a little tougher on law and order than we will see or do see from many of the Democrats across the state. She's more of like a Scott Schellenberger or an Ivan Bates, which I appreciate, even if we can't get a Republican in those seats as of yet. At least we have moderate Democrats that do respect the rule of law. So we'll see what happens there. Hopefully she continues along with the other state's attorneys and calling for the removal of Vincent Schiraldi. That is what I hope that Aisha Braboy continues to do. Also, I know you probably heard it, the family of the Colorado Boulder anti-Semitic terrorist attacker, his name was Muhammad, right? Muhammad, I'll have to look back up his last name, but just so you know, that entire family, the kids and the wife, they are all now in the custody of ICE. I also mentioned this because I'm not too satisfied with what I've heard from reports thus far. I'll continue to wait and hold judgment on what's going to happen next until we get more information. But so far, I've heard that there's been calls for deportation. Let me be very, very clear. I hope those calls are just for the wife and kids. Because what that guy did deserves life behind bars or the death penalty. Throwing flamethrowers and Molotov cocktails on people at a gathering to commemorate hostages in Gaza. So I hope they're not talking about just deporting, you know, deporting the whole family, including him. Because I don't want that guy to walk the streets ever again. So, again, I will hold judgment until they give us some clarity on the issue. But I keep hearing for the calls for deportation, but I'm not hearing for the calls for either the death penalty or life behind bars for the actual terrorist attacker. So we'll wait and see what that brings. Coming up next, just so you know, it's getting very heated in New York. Yes, the state of New York when it comes to the governor's race, the gubernatorial race, and then also New York City mayor. Did you know? I know you probably knew already. Andrew Cuomo is running for New York City mayor. I've got his ad, his campaign ad for you. I want you to take a listen. You know, this guy's got a lot of guts after what he did during COVID. We'll be right back.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Elon Musk, whose time as Doge chief recently ended, is parting ways with President Trump over the one big beautiful bill that's now being debated in the Senate. Musk has been harsh in his criticism of the bill and those who voted for the measure in the House. House Speaker Mike Johnson says he has spoken with Musk at length about the tax cut and the budget bill, so the criticism is disappointing. The supreme leader of Iran remains defiant. He says there's no way the Islamic Republic will stop enriching uranium, and something that experts say is key to building a nuclear arsenal. The FBI has reportedly made an arrest in New York in connection with last month's explosion at a Palm Springs, California fertility clinic. Details expected soon at a news conference by federal prosecutors in Los Angeles. Watching Wall Street, the Dow 33 points higher. More details at srnnews.com.
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. If you're over 50 and tired of your wireless bill getting higher and higher, there are four things to consider. One, how much data are you really using? As we get older, we use less data on our wireless phone, but you're probably still paying for an unlimited plan that was designed for 20-somethings. Two, if you see Get a Phone on Us, get your sneakers out and run the other way. No one is giving you a free phone. You are paying for that phone over time with an overpriced rate plan and a long-term commitment. Three, check the fine print on that $15 a month plan. It's probably an intro price that'll double or triple later. You might even have to pay for several months of service up front. Number four, be aware of cable company wireless plans. Most of your usage will be on Wi-Fi instead of 5G, and your calls and battery life could suffer. Switch to Consumer Cellular and get the same fast, reliable nationwide service without the big wireless bill. Our plans start at just $20 a month.
Call 1-888-FREEDOM, visit consumercellular.com/facts, or our store in Timonium at York and Ridgely Road. See site for additional facts.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Colton Cowser's return last night for the Orioles certainly gives the lineup a boost, but Ryan O'Hearn's been doing it all year long.
Ryan O'Hearn.
That smashed up the middle for a base hit to drive in Rutschman. Henderson zipping around second, going to third on an RBI base hit from Ryan O'Hearn.
Ben Wagner with the call on Masson. O'Hearn raking for the Birds. A 19-game on-base streak, batting .406 in that span as the Orioles take down Seattle last night, 5-1 the final in the Great Northwest. Birds and Mariners tonight at 9:40 with Kate Povich taking the hill. Baltimore starting staff pitching to a .182 earned run average in their last nine games. Elsewhere in baseball, Arizona Diamondbacks ace and former Oriole Corbin Burnes has been put on the 15-day IL with right elbow inflammation, 2 days after leaving a start early against the Nats. Burnes seeking another opinion on the elbow after an MRI on Monday. NFL news, the Steelers reportedly sent a letter to fans who were upset at seeing players Mason Rudolph and Miles Killebrew, along with Super Bowl champion and Vietnam War vet Rocky Blyer, at a President Donald Trump event at the U.S. Steel plant in Pennsylvania. Here's Blyer making a presentation to the president.
I have the honor of making you an honorary Pittsburgh Steeler and would like to present to you your jersey as with the number 47 as the 47th president of the United States.
Steeler fans have bigger fish to fry. The last time the Steelers won a playoff game was before Lamar Jackson came to the league in 2016. Coming up in 30 minutes, the Milkman returns and delivers. And that is Stein on Sports.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. We're tracking temperatures that will be quite a bit warmer for the afternoon under partly cloudy skies. Look for highs in the mid to upper 80s. Could even see a few lower 90s by the end of the day. Also going to see some more of that humidity as we reach the afternoon. Temps stay well above average into Thursday. And we are tracking our next weather maker with some showers Friday and into Saturday as well. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
For 100 years, backing those who protect us by protecting the home they return to. Then, now, always, Erie Insurance.
Are you looking for weekly updates about the economy, the stock market, or hearing about wealth planning topics? If so, tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 9:20 a.m. for the Morning Market Flash featuring Tim Herb, Senior Vice President and Financial Advisor at RBC Wealth Management. For immediate questions, call us at 855-360-VIEW. That's 855-360-VIEW. RBC Wealth Management, a division of RBC Capital Markets, LLC. Registered investment advisor and member NYSE FINRA SIPC.
Heating and cooling contractors. Savings and opportunity are in the air. Grow your business with rebates and incentives on high-frequency equipment with BGE's Residential HVAC program. Get started at bgesmartenergy.com/contractor.
Stop feeling embarrassed about thinning hair and start looking and feeling your best with Hair Grow by New Nordic. Available online at Amazon, Walmart.com, and NewNordicUSA.com, or at your local CVS.
From Bel Air to Glen Burnie to Fort McHenry and the Star Spangled Banner, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, good morning, good morning. Man, if you're just joining us, where the heck have you been? Should have said that 30 minutes ago. But we had Brian Fletcher for Free State Gun Range. He was on the show. Of course, we were talking about what's been going on with juvenile crime in the state of Maryland. And if you missed any of the show, please always know that you can go to Apple Podcasts, tune in. The show is archived there, as well as going to WCBM.com. The show is archived there as well. And if you're there, we were talking about the poll question of the day earlier today at WCBM.com, brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. And the question is it a good idea to ban beach tents in Ocean City? And they did vote to ban them. So, you know, whether or not you think it's a good idea, I'm sorry, but it's already happened. It's already happened. Now, you can have the baby beach canopies or tents or what have you. I guess they said they're like 3 feet tall. But some people have been bringing like the 10-footers and the 12-footers. And they're like, dude, come on. Come on, we can't even see in the water. That's what the lifeguards were saying. So far, 76% of you say yes, it is a good idea. 24% of you say no, it is not a good idea. If you want to take part in a poll, you can do so. Like I said, I have no dog in that fight. You will most likely never catch me on the sand. That's just not something that I enjoy, okay? If I'm there, it's because of my kid. And you will probably see it written on my face that I'm still not enjoying any of it. Now, another program note, again, tomorrow and Friday, you'll be joined by Andrew Langer from 9 a.m. to 12 noon. I will be in North Carolina speaking at the North Carolina GOP convention. Exciting times. I think I mentioned on Instagram this morning We have a resurgence in my Pack Red Renaissance. Excited about that. But most of the events will be on the weekends. I don't know how this ended up on a Thursday and Friday, but usually I will not miss work, okay? But we are excited because we're going to be focusing on swing districts. And I think I've told you here in the state of Maryland, we'll be focusing on some of the House delegate seats, the Senate seats, and, you know, we're still going to focus on the gubernatorial race because I do believe that Governor Westmore can be beat, and we've got to beat him. I did want to mention this, and I saw a headline just an hour ago. Karine Jean-Pierre, she has a book out, in case you're wondering if you can add to your reading list along with Jake Tapper's new book. She has a book out, our former press secretary, and you know what it's about? Leaving the Democrat Party. Oh, Karine Jean-Pierre. Man, she was a big liar, wasn't she? Well, guess what? Her new book is called Independent. She tells her story of feeling disillusioned with Democrat politics after serving in two Democrat administrations and calls for thinking part, quote here, outside the party lines. That's right, Karine Jean-Pierre. It goes on to say here at thetownhall.com, they have the story, by the way. Well, it's trending now, number one, by the way. It says the first black woman and openly gay White House press secretary says that Americans need to save the country by freeing ourselves of boxes. Additionally, she highlights the importance of dismantling the tolerant or the torrent of disinformation and misinformation. And, of course, she's pushing this book. So you can see Karine Jean-Pierre, I'm sure, all the next week and the coming weeks as she's pushing her book. I'm sure she'll end up on The View at some point in time. And we'll probably talk about some silly thing that she'll say as she's sitting there with the panel. It's funny. Now they're all coming out. Now they're all saying they're no longer Democrats. They're independents. And, yes, the Biden administration was a complete joke. It's interesting. We were saying this for 4 years now. Now they're finally admitting to it. But here we are. I'm glad they're at least saying it now. All right. Speaking of tight races here, and I say that because it's going to be tight races in Maryland. I think this gubernatorial race for us is going to be tight, but I think the gubernatorial race in New York is going to be tight. Now, Elise Stefanik, she is a congresswoman there in New York. I think she's the youngest congresswoman right now in the GOP. I think she's an up-and-coming star if she isn't really a star already. She was tapped to be the U.N. ambassador for President Trump's administration, but because we were losing so many seats and not having the majority here, too much of the majority, I should say, in the Republican Party, she had to continue to sit on Capitol Hill to vote for some of these big, beautiful bills that nobody likes. It's all fun, isn't it? Well, anyways, I don't know if Elise Stefanik's going to be running for governor in New York, but if you look at her social media pages nowadays, she's talking a lot about the current governor, Kathy Hochul, and a lot about the issues in New York. I do have some audio for you here. She was speaking to a reporter just yesterday. Take a listen.
Kathy Hochul getting primary challenged by her own lieutenant governor. Your thoughts?
My thoughts are, I dubbed Kathy Hochul the worst governor in America because it's true. It's not just Republicans, but it's independents and Democrat voters as well across this state who understand that she has failed. She has delivered catastrophic failed policies in New York. This is her hand-picked lieutenant governor that she chose that is now primary in Kathy Hochul. And it's because she's failed at her job. It is because we have an economic crisis, a crime crisis, you name it, a corruption crisis in New York State. So I think she's going to have a very competitive primary. If you look, the polling shows over 50% of New Yorkers want someone new in the governor's office. So this is just more people stepping forward. I am considering running as the Republican candidate to fix decades of decay by single party Democrat rule.
And does this news about her facing a primary challenge now from her own lieutenant governor maybe push you a little bit further towards making that run for governor?
I think what it shows is that everyday New Yorkers, including her own appointed lieutenant governor, realize that she has failed New York and that she has led the Democrat Party in the state, which has embraced defund the police, which has embraced sanctuary city policies. We are the highest tax state in the nation, the least friendly to small businesses. This is Kathy Hochul's failed legacy, and New Yorkers of all political stripes are going to step forward and vote for new leadership. So I am taking a close look. It's why I'm crisscrossing the state. I'm on Staten Island today speaking at this event. I'll be in Erie County, Suffolk County, Albany County, New York City. I've been all over the place, and that will continue.
All right. So there you have it. At least Stefanik is most likely running for governor, right? The interesting part, because I know everyone says, oh, Republican governor in New York might not actually work. Similar dynamics to Maryland. But a lot of Democrats actually do support Elise. Now, she is supportive of Trump, but she's not like this MAGA Trump Republican, right? You don't point to Elise and say, okay, well, she's going to go with whatever the America First agenda is going to be. That's not Elise. Elise was considered, if you didn't know this, but just a few years ago, as an establishment Republican. A lot of them were calling her a rhino. She stepped up her game. I know, it's funny to say. But she stepped up her game, and now she's more of a Trump Republican, and that's why she was given that appointment or nomination from the president to be the U.N. ambassador. Obviously, like we've discussed, she could not take it. I believe that she is more of an establishment Republican, and I just say that, and there's nothing wrong with that, right? If you still vote for the people, I'm fine with you. I say that because of her friend circle. That's why I say that. So, like, Ryan Coyne with Starboard, they're good friends. The Bush grandchildren, they're all good friends. She's, you know, very good friends with those at the Heritage Foundation. Just more of, like, you know, the establishment-type Republican Party entities and organizations that have always been there. Again, nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that if you still support President Trump and, you know, what he's trying to accomplish as far as the agenda for putting America first. We have people, I believe, even in the Maryland General Assembly, they're Republicans. They're not with the Maryland Freedom Caucus, and they're not completely in line. Like, you know, they support Trump and his policies, but you wouldn't call them MAGA Republicans. And honestly, in a state like New York or a state like Maryland, that's a smart place to be. It really, truly is. You know what? You know who I look at like that? Delegate Nino Mangione. I look at Delegate Nino Mangione that way. I think he's very smart. I think he's America First, but I don't think he's a MAGA Republican. I don't think you can point to him and say, oh, this guy's definitely going to vote with Trump. I think he's still his own person, which is why I believe that he would do great on the Baltimore County Council. I really do believe that. And I think that he would win the seat because there are many Democrats, especially if you've been to the Italian Heritage Festival, like I was this last year. I mean, it didn't matter what side of the aisle they were on. They were all friends and fans of Nino's. And so when you're in a state like this, I think that's the best position to be in. Now, if you were endorsed by the president as soon as you came out of the box, like your girl Kim, I mean, look, it's hard to be that way. And I will also say this. I think I agree more with Trump policies than the establishment Republican policies. And that's just, you know, who I am as a person, right? Because you'll still get a lot of establishment Republicans, not all of them, but a lot of them are still very against gay marriage. They're still very against the LGBTQ community altogether. I can't say that about myself. I have friends that are gay. I have friends that are married that are gay. And so that's not something that I really think about when it comes to sexually explicit books or drag queen story hour, stuff like that. Totally against it. Totally against it. But when it comes to gay marriage, I can say to you that I'm not totally against it. And I think that's also why I don't get a lot of support in the state from like the establishment Maryland Republicans, because they're like, well, Kim's not really truly conservative. And that's fine. That's fine. We're not going to agree on everything. And I know that. There are more people that wish that I talk more about being pro-life. Sorry, doesn't win you a whole lot of elections in Maryland. It just doesn't. Is it important to make sure people know that they have access to assistance? Is it important to make sure that there are young women out there that know if they are to become pregnant, that they have a support system, even if it's not in their own home? Yes, all of those things are very important. Very important. As I mentioned before, I have friends that have had abortions, and I could tell you all three of them regret it. They all regret it. And so, yes, I will continue to voice that. And, of course, I chose life. I couldn't be happier being a mother. I love Olivia so much. Meanwhile, speaking of Olivia, I don't know if you guys follow me on social media. We went out to dinner last night. You know, last night we went to the Valley Inn. Well, I went out to dinner last night. And she had her doodle book, like where she draws and everything. And she decides that she's going to draw a portrait of me. And it's up there for you guys to view. And if you laugh, that's fine. I laughed as well. Some people commented wondering if she was drawing me or Albert Einstein. It was hard to tell. And I said, look, with those eyebrows and everything else going on there, it is hard. It is hard to tell. But you know what? She took it home with her and then hung it on the refrigerator. So that's where it is, where I got to look at it this morning as I was going into the fridge. But as I mentioned before, best decision I ever made. And, you know, obviously I was married at the time, but and not expected to get a divorce. But, you know, it's I love that kid so much. So much. All right. I also wanted to mention the mayor's race in New York. Right now you've got Andrew Cuomo, who used to be the governor of New York before Kathy Hochul took over. But then during the COVID pandemic, if you recall, well, we were all getting to know what COVID was and what it could do to those that are a little elderly in age. We saw in New York, I guess there was, how many body bags do you think was outside of the streets there, Brian, the producer? I can't even remember, but I remember it because it's probably one, I would say top 10 most disgusting things I think I've ever seen. And that says a lot because I've seen a lot. I'm 43. I've seen a lot. But I could not believe it. They were talking about those in the senior homes, how they were affecting each other. And for some reason, the governor at the time, obviously Andrew Cuomo, was not making the call to remove those that were infected by the virus from these senior homes, kept them inside, almost like quarantined together. And there were a lot of people that passed. And so much so, the way that, you know, resources were at the time, we didn't understand the virus. You had people in hazmat suits removing these body bags from some of these senior centers and lining them up on the streets. I couldn't believe that we were treating people like that. Ugh, it really, it broke my heart. Those were people's grandparents lying on the streets there. Well, anyways, Andrew Cuomo took a break from politics after that. And then also, remember, he also had an accuser. I don't know whatever came of that. Didn't he have a staffer and she accused him of getting a little handsy? That also happened. And then Chris Cuomo, his brother, was fired from CNN because he was helping him with damage control and how they were trying to spin the conversation surrounding the body bags on the streets of New York. That was a mess. Meanwhile, Chris Cuomo landed on his feet and he's now an anchor of a show on News Nation. And from my understanding, he got a pretty big check out of that deal. But it was going to be hard to get rid of Chris Cuomo. A lot of people like Chris Cuomo. Even my mom. My mom is like, come on, he's hot. He's hot. I'm like, really, Mom? And she's like, it's hard to get rid of Chris Cuomo. I was like, all right, whatever. Well, anyways, Andrew Cuomo's back on the scene, and he's got his campaign ad, and he's pushing this. And I don't know how he's getting traction, because I couldn't get the image of the body bags out of my mind. But go ahead and take a listen.
New York City has an affordability crisis, but we will rise. The minimum wage will rise. I raised it to the highest in the nation as governor. I'll do it here. 500,000 new affordable homes will rise. I did it as the nation's housing secretary. We can do it here. We built new bridges, train stations, and airports and got through COVID together. Because there's a simple solution to a crisis. You act. So let's rise together.
Paid for by Cuomo for NYC.
All right. That was Andrew Cuomo running for New York City mayor. There's going to be a lot. There are already, I think, four candidates that have announced. One guy, he has this campaign ad, and I keep getting tagged on it because it's like him walking through the streets and like words are popping up on the buildings. And they're like, oh, why'd you steal Kim's commercial? Look, it's not my idea. It was Benny Johnson's idea. And I think it's cute that people steal it. I mean, does it work? I don't know if it works now, but whatever. But, you know, there's a lot of people already running for mayor. And, you know, for Andrew Cuomo to say in that ad, we got through COVID together. I don't know how he's pulling this off. But if you go to his X feed, just go to Andrew Cuomo. You'll see there where it's got his, you know, his race all, you know, ready to go, his campaign ads. And people are like, yeah, Andrew. I'm like, really? Look, you already have Bill de Blasio. You ended up with Mayor Eric Adams. Not too happy about that either. Are you really going to go the Andrew Cuomo route? New York City gets it worse than Baltimore City, I think. I really do. You have all those New Yorkers that have moved to Florida because they don't want to be there. Craziness. All right, we'll discuss and I'll wrap up coming up next.
Hi, I'm Dr. Melissa Segev.
one of the doctors, and one of the owners at Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore and Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. As doctors of audiology, we care for patients' hearing and balance care. If you feel like the TV is louder than your family would like, or if you're asking family members to repeat themselves often, it is time to have your hearing evaluated by a doctor of audiology. Our doctors treat a wide range of hearing issues. Sometimes the solution is as simple as removing wax from your ear canal. So call our main number at 410-944-3100, or you can visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans, and hearing aids may be covered as well. So call our office at 410-944-3100. Audiology Associates, when silence is not golden.
Do you need a new roof? Call Badger at 443-NEW-ROOF. At Badger Contracting, we inspect your roof, give you a free estimate, and work to improve and protect your home. We are a trusted local company that's worked on thousands of roofs, large and small. Call now, get a free estimate, 20% off your new roof, and a free gutter system. Call me, Barry Flax, at 443-NEW-ROOF. For immediate response, call 443-NEW-ROOF. Badger Contracting. Our job is your satisfaction.
The Rob Carson Show.
Hey, guys, it's Carson Wednesday on the show. Elon is not happy with Trump's big, beautiful bill.
You're a man's man's man. And more importantly, your hand, while firm and masculine, is soft as a velvet child.
And feminism has completely backfired on women. It's an utter Marxist failure. Noon to 3 on WCBM.
The Rob Carson Show. Weekdays noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right. You know what that means. But today's a little different. It's not Friday, obviously. It's Wednesday. But this is my day, my last day for this week. Tomorrow and Friday, I'll be joined by Andrew Langer, who always does a great job. We were talking about Andrew Cuomo and the fact that he is now running for New York City mayor. I can't believe it, but he is getting some support in New York. I've got Bill in Ellicott City. Bill, did you want to weigh in on Cuomo?
Thank you very much for taking my call. Look, Cuomo made a lot of mistakes during COVID. Everybody knows that. I'm sure he knows that. But he's not the only political figure who made a lot of mistakes. One of those political figures, a leading political figure, completely denied that COVID was even happening for the first 6-7 months of the crisis. And he's now sitting in the White House.
You think President Trump denied COVID
sure.
for 6-7 months? Yeah. Well, then how did they get yeah. warp speed in that amount of time?
He did do that. But in the beginning, remember, he said this thing would just go away. And he never pushed. He never pushed the agenda of the vaccine. He never told people not to get it. But he wasn't like he went on a campaign and said, "Look, we're going to make this vaccine that's going to protect people." No, Trump didn't really do that.
Well, I think it sounds to me like he did the right thing. I mean, I don't think you should push a vaccine on the people, you know, while you're in government. But they got warp speed together, and then he got it out. And like you said, he didn't tell people not to get it, and he even did interviews letting people know that he got the vaccine.
Yes, he did.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, I think Cuomo would make a very good mayor, better than the one that's there now.
Well,
I'll take my comments off the air. Go ahead.
Thank you, Bill. I appreciate you. Eric Adams, a little tougher on crime. Wish he was tougher than he is. But Andrew Cuomo, like I said, Bill's not the only one that feels this way. There are people online that says that he's going to be, Andrew Cuomo is a great guy for the race. I just don't know how you get past the visual of the body bags laying on the street, because that happened in New York City. That's where the body bags were laying. I guess we'll watch and see. I got a text here from Stuart. Stuart says, "Kim, there's no way that woman, Karine Jean-Pierre, wrote a book. She couldn't even write a shopping list. That is a joke." Stuart, I don't think she wrote the book herself. I think she probably had a ghostwriter, and she probably said, "Look, I want to let people know that I am now an independent and I'm not involved in any of this." They probably heard that Jake Tapper's book was on the press. And they said, "All right, let's get this out as fast as we can, because his book is about to really knock the shoes and the socks off of everybody." And they were correct on that. So, yeah, I'm not surprised that she's got a book saying that she's now going to the Independent Party. I suspect there are going to be more. You know, at this point, Jen Psaki could come out with the book. Now, it probably won't say that she's going to to leave the party since she has that show on MSNBC. But I guarantee you she tries to at least pretend as though that she left that position because she felt as though that Joe Biden wasn't truly there. I could see her saying something like that, and she could get away with that. She could get away with it because she did. She stepped down as press secretary, and then that's how Karine Jean-Pierre ended up stepping up. But yeah, we should see more books. But yeah, Stuart, I'm right there with you. I don't think she wrote it. I think she told people, hey, look, we got to get this out. We got to do it quickly. All right. Again, tomorrow, don't forget, you'll be joined by Andrew Langer. And then also he'll be here on Friday. And then I'll be back with you on Monday when I get back in. And you know what? I go to North Carolina Thursday and Friday. And then Saturday and Sunday, I will be in D.C. So hopefully I'll get to talk to some members over the weekend and talk them into coming on the show, because that's really what I'm trying to do. I'm pretending to help in D.C. this weekend. But what I want to do is I want to see some members, and I want to say, you got to come on WCBM, okay? I don't know why you're not answering my calls. I don't know why you're not answering my text messages. You know, I know I'm not that big of a deal like you are, but we need to talk. We need to talk. So that's what I'm hopefully going to do this weekend in D.C. Again, I'll talk to all of you on Monday. As always, Brian, thank you for a great show. Hopefully you enjoy the time with Andrew Langer as well. And I will talk to you guys Monday morning at 9 a.m.
Comcast Business is celebrating Small Business Month by giving